What's up? What's up? This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 63.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey guys, what's going on? Alex Pardo here. So what I want to do in this episode is I want to build on what I was talking about last week with this coaching client I'm working with. I talked about, you know, the fact that she had a particular virtual assistant in place that was much cheaper, but she just knew it wasn't the right person. And she ended up, she finally let that person go. And, you know, one of the things that, so if you haven't heard that episode, definitely check it out, flipempire.com/episode61. And along those same lines is, you know, one of the biggest hurdles in her cutting the cord with this particular virtual assistant, which she knew wasn't the right person for the role, was the fact that, you know, this VA was helping her process leads and she didn't have a backup person in place to process the leads. And so she's started to, like, you know, take a lot of the calls that have been coming in from her direct mail campaign. And so she stopped marketing because, you know, she wanted to, now that she no longer has a virtual assistant, she's the one processing the leads. And she says, you know, she told me, she's like, look, I'm going to pick the marketing back up, probably in 2 to 3 weeks, once I get through all this call volume I have, and once I get a deal from one of these leads that I'm working. And I said, whoa, let's pump the brakes for a second. And just to give you a little bit of context, one of the first things we did when we started working together was we identified, what are the hot areas? What are the hot zip codes that have the most cash buyer investor activity going on in her particular area? And I said, look, let's focus all of your marketing efforts in, you know, those 10 zip codes. So especially because, you know, you have a limited marketing budget, rather than going, super, super wide, let's just go an inch wide and a mile deep. So let's have you dominate and focus on 10 specific zip codes. And not only are we going to market for cash buyers in those areas, but also we're going to market for motivated sellers in those areas, so that when we get a property, it's going to be really easy to, you know, find a buyer and get this thing sold. So, you know, we started talking and she shared with me, she says, look, I haven't even ordered that campaign because, you know, right now I'm pretty swamped. I'm busy. I'm working all these leads and I want to get a deal first before I spend money on the next campaign. And that led into, you know, this whole, you know, coaching session. And what I wanted to share with you, and so it's not so much a question, although it's, you know, it's something that, you know, if you're listening in, this is either something, if you've been in this business for a while, you know, you're probably guilty of it. God knows I'm guilty of it. When I first got started, this was the mentality I had. And this is the way I thought it was supposed to be. You know, I thought to myself, I've spent $1,000 on marketing. I haven't gotten any deals from it yet. I'm not going to spend any more money. Let me try to monetize one of these leads, close a deal before I pump money back into marketing. And if you're getting started, then, you know, hopefully this resonates with you. Make sure to avoid this critical mistake. And I wasn't getting down on her. I was letting her know, look, I've made this mistake in the past as well. So learn from it. And what I want to share with you is that, you know, realize that marketing is the lifeblood of your business. You stop marketing and within months, your business will die. If you don't have leads coming in, you're not going to close deals. You know, leads need to come in, offers need to go out, follow-up needs to happen. Those are the three critical things, in my opinion, that need to happen in order for you to close deals. You take away leads from that, and it's going to be very difficult for, you know, you to close a deal and make money. And I get the logic behind, I sort of get the logic behind, look, I'm busy. I'm working leads. Let me go ahead and focus on that. Let me close a deal and then I'll pump money back into marketing. The problem is that you can't control if you're going to be able to close a deal from the leads you're currently working. I've talked about this in previous episodes that like 70-75% of the deals we close come from the follow-up. So, you know, sometimes we send out a big campaign and we don't close a deal for 3-4 months later. It takes 3-4 months of follow-up. There's some campaigns that, matter of fact, I want to say this was like, I don't know, this was maybe in July or August, we closed the deal. That lead had been in our system, in our CRM for over a year. Just follow up. So you can't control if you're going to close a deal from the leads you're currently working. And then what happens if in 30 days you haven't closed the deal, but then your marketing channel has completely dried up. You have nothing in your pipeline except for the follow-ups from the existing leads. So I want to make sure this is critical that I drive this point home and that this, you know, hopefully hits home for you. Don't ever stop marketing. If you're sending mail, don't ever stop mailing. You know, one of the things you can do is if you end up buying your list from List Source or Listability, or if you go to the county records and you get it yourself and you build the list organically, break up that list and make sure that every single week you have mailing campaigns going on. Again, you never, ever, ever want to stop your marketing and your lead generation efforts. That's one of the main things that you or somebody in your team need to be focused on, because again, that is the lifeblood of the business. And to her credit, you know, I give her a lot of props, because, you know, she let me know, like, right away. She's like, consider it done. Like, this was the path I was going on, and I'm getting the campaign out today. And she committed to it, and she got it done. So, you know, I was happy to help her avoid that, because I've been there. You know, I've seen that song and dance, and it's a lot of people make that mistake, and it's because, you know, people realize that marketing, you have to look at it, in my opinion, it's an investment in your business. And investing in yourself and in your business is one of the best places, or the best place to put your money to work. And realize that, you know, that $500,000, $5,000 you're spending on marketing, whatever it might be, that, you know, regardless of your budget, that money comes back to you 10, 20, sometimes 50x when you close some of these deals that come from these campaigns. So you never know what opportunity you're kind of letting go by the wayside by stopping the marketing machine. So make sure that's something that never happens to you. You know, and if you ever get to the point that you just don't have money, then sweat equity. Go out there, make it happen. You know, knock on doors, talk to people, flap your lips. You know, look for vacant properties, jump on the public records, you know, send a postcard to the mailing address, you know, work with bird dogs, put out bandit signs. I mean, there's always something you can do to drive leads. Jump on Craigslist and start calling, you know, start dialing for dollars. Jump on GoSection8.com, contact the landlords. Jump on Zillow and Trulia, call the rental ads. There's always something you can do. You know, driving around looking for FSBOs, contacting them. So again, there's really no excuse. It's just having that mindset and adopting the philosophy that your marketing will never stop. You always have campaigns going out. And then on a side note, you know, make sure that you're not throwing away by not testing and tracking your marketing. You know, make sure that for every, if you're sending out direct mail to a particular list, make sure that list, that you have a unique local phone number that you use specifically for that list. So that way, if you're mailing absentees, if you're mailing owner occupieds, if you're mailing, you know, probates, you should have three different numbers so that you know what's producing what. If you just use one phone number for all three of those lead sources, then how do you know what is going to work, what's working and what's not working, and then where you should double down and put, you know, pump more marketing dollars into. So very critical. Make sure that you're testing and tracking your response rates, your conversion rates, and just the key performance indicators of the business. So anyway, that's all I got for you on today's show. I'd love to hear from you. If you have any feedback about the show, anything you want me to cover, whether it's topics, whether it's specific guests you want me to have on, whether one of the things I'm thinking about doing, and you let me know if this is something that you would like or get value from, is possibly doing more case study calls where we just dissect deals that we're closing in our business, or deals that students I'm working with are closing, or mastermind members, joint venture partners, just basically dissecting a deal from start to finish. You know, where did we get the deal? What were the challenges we had to overcome? What were the learning lessons? You know, how did we find the buyer? You know, what was the overall process? How long did it take? How much did we gross? How much did we net? just all that stuff, you know, who handled certain parts of the transaction. If that's something that you think would be, you know, would make for good content and something that you'd get a lot out of, let me know. You know, shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. I'm always looking for feedback. If you have any constructive criticism or anything you think I can do as the host to better the show and to deliver just more quality content to you, that's always my goal. That's what I'm striving for. Let me know. So any feedback you have, positive or negative, just anything in general, you know, reach out to me, alex@flipempire.com. Or you can also, if you're on flipempire.com, click on the Ask Alex link at the top. And if you have a question, you know, you want me to answer on an upcoming show, send it over and I'd love to feature it coming up here. So anyway, I look forward to connecting with you. If you're interested in scheduling a strategy session, you're possibly interested in working with me for coaching, go to flipempire.com/coaching. Read through that page at the bottom. Go ahead and schedule a strategy session. And I look forward to connecting with you and seeing if it's the right fit and if I can help you. Talk to you soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.